Shabbos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Vov. Hanoitel Tziponov Zu Bazu. He removes fingernails. One hand, he cuts it off with the nails from the other hand. Now using a nail clipper. Oy Bishinov, or he bites his nails. We'll point out, by the way, that one of the things that Eitz HaTev Kamashma, if anybody has a nail biter at home, one of the points to make is that a person who bites his nails habitually comes into very serious shalos of Chilul Shabbos. V'chein sa'aroi, somebody's pulling out here with his hand, not with a professional manner, not with the scissors. V'chein tzvamoi, his mustache, his akonoi, his beard. V'chein ha'goydeles. Goydeles is making braids on the head of a woman. All these have b'shova, that they're all here or nails, which are all additions to a person's body that can be cut off. Koicheles is already a little bit different. Koicheles is putting makeup on an eye. Makeup that goes on the eyelid or on the eyebrows. V'chein ha'pekeses. Pekeses might be something with the hair. Splitting a hairdo into two parts. Alternatively, the Yerushalmi seems to say it this way, pekeses is another type of putting makeup on. This is facial makeup, not eye makeup. Reb Elazar Mechayev. Reb Elazar holds if a person does this on Shabbos, the reason why he uses the word Mechayev, it means Mechayev Chatos. What's the Chiyuv? Cutting off anything, like we said, from part of a person that can be cut off is not Chayvel, it's not Sheikh, it's Goizes. It's like shearing wool. Comes off, doesn't cause any Agmas Nefesh or any pain or any wounds to the animal. That's what Goizes is. Hair or nails. Goidelas Pekeses. The Gemara first says Goidelis with the hair is boina, building some type of structure by braiding here. Poikesis, the Gemara held that way also. Lemaisa, then the Gemara says, Kechelis might be koisiv, even though it's not a letter really, but you're coloring something, you're making some type of form. Lemaisa, the Gemara's maskon is that it's tzevea. Tzevea is coloring. Pell on the Rav and the Rambam that they mitzata to have me in the Gemara, that's koisiv, and not tzevet. Tes Yomtev doesn't know what to do with the Rav. Vachomim oisim mishum shvus. Chachomim hold that when somebody cuts nails or hair without scissors, without a machine, without a nail clipper, then it's with a shinui. And memel it's awesome derabonim. It's not awesome deraisa, but it's clearly inherent in the Lashon and Mishnah that noitel tziponov, not zu bazu, but noitel tziponov with a nail clipper, obichai. Now, why is this din in the Mishnah here? We just learned the parak about hoitzo. The Teretz system of Farshim explained there's another element over here. Person's cutting off his nails. L'chor, besides for the shinui, and in that l'chor is machlok subalaz and the chachomim, whether it's deraisa derabon, there's another issue also. L'chor, it's malach shen itzricha l'gufa. We just had in the last Mishnah, Mishnah Vov, we talked about taking something out where you don't want the thing. You're taking out a mess where you don't want the thing out of your house. You don't want the item that you're carrying by location B. You just want it out of location A. So Reb Shimon holds Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. It's not for itself. Over here also, does a person want his nails? Does he want his hair? He just wants to be rid of it, that his nails shouldn't be long, his hair shouldn't be overgrown. By wool, when you're shearing wool, you're shearing it because you want the wool. Because of that, Taisu says that this Mishnah is only according to the Mandama that Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayiv. That's the connection between the two Mishnahs. Lemaisa, we don't paskin like this, Taisus. Mishnah Brura brings by Richus on the halachs of cutting nails. The Rivosh says, a chiddish that cutting nails when the purpose, it's not any tzricha legufa, it's tzricha legufa of your fingers that they should be well groomed. It's letzerich your head, that your head should look neat and put together. That's also tzricha legufa. It doesn't have to be tzricha legufa of the ear that's being cut off, or the nails that's being cut off. So this cheshbon that we just said according to Taisus to link the two Mishnahs is not true according to Rivosh. Lamaisa, that's the psak. And this negeya, let's say a person is in a situation of tvila with chatzitza, is cutting off nails deraisa derabonin. It could be that the person has a nail and it's ma'akav tvila, a hanging nail, so they have to bite it off, but biting it off is only a shvus, it's only one shvus. If it's Malach Shein Tzvich Leguva, it could be two Shvusim. So you have to ask a Goy to take it off Bishinu, a Gans and Afkamino, Legabi Hilchus Tfilo of Friday night. Agav, again, Halacha L'maisa, the Rav brings from the Gemara that a nail which is considered that there could be Goy is only a nail that's mostly attached. Sometimes a nail could be partially unattached, and it is a sharp edge, it could be painful. But a nail that's mostly off, that one is allowed to take it off. If it's b'makom tzar, you're allowed to take it off. That's not considered still part of the person. The last case in the Mishnah is also something that's attached, but not so attached to the ground. What's that? We know pulling an apple off a tree, that's koitzitz. But here we have a case, ha-toylish mi-otzitz nokuv. The halacha is chayiv. Otzitz nokuv is a pot where there's like a flower pot, but there's holes in the bottom, so there's the plant that's in the flower pot draws yunika from the ground. So mail over there, that's called attached. And mail, if a person would detach a tomato growing in a flower pot that's sitting with attachment to the soil, he's chayv. She'en inokuv is potter. She'en inokuv is not considered attached to the ground. What? It's completely blocked off from the ground. There's no hole separating the bottom of the flower pot, connecting the bottom of the flower pot to the ground. Reb Shimon poiter bazel bazel. Reb Shimon is mechadish. Nothing to do with the sheets of Reb Shimon that we had the last few mishnayos of Lakshan Tzen and Galuchov and Numach Leikis. He holds that even on Otzitz Nokuv, it's considered primarily growing in the flower pot. The fact that it could also draw Yenika from the ground through the hole doesn't make it part of the ground. Therefore, there's no kaitzitz. Now, the Gemara has a discussion a little bit over here, other places in Shas. Does this sheet of Reb Shimon holds that he's potter, it's not kaitzitz? Is that a Shabbos digavart? It's not kaitzitz? Or does he mean more than that? It's not attached to the ground. It's not considered mechuba lekarka. Nafkuminis? Let's go through different areas in halacha with the zechil between karka and metaltulin. Kabbalah's tumah. Does it have a din of karka that there's a shibud when somebody has a shtar choiv that you could be goyve from a shubodim? Is a din of karka. Which kinyonim you could sell it with? Could you write a shtar on it? Or are you coin it with hagbo, etc.? Different kinyonim. Whether kesev is koine. Whether you could write a prusbul, you need to own karka. Is owning a flower pot called your own karka? Shmita. Nafkaminis over there also. So this is a worldwide global machlokes. Whether this Mishnah has to be an example of that is the subject of discussion in Rishonim in different places in Shas. Perek Yud Aleph. Here we have a din of Hazoyrik Mishus Hayochid L'Shus HaRabim. The basic concept of Zoyrik, the person picks something up in Rishus Hayochid and he puts it down in Rishus HaRabim, that we know already, that's called Hoytzo. However, what happens if he picks it up in Rishus Hayochid? Akiri, he did, but he throws it, it lands by itself. Shteta Chiddush, that the throwing, and from the force of my throwing, it's put down in Rishus HaRabim, is called my Hanoko. And even though it's not exactly Dumya Lahoitzo, but it's a Tolda of Hoitzo that was in the Mishkan, Yechayev on that as well. So that the Mishnah first introduces Hazayuk Mishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim, or conversely, Mishus HaRabim Rishus HaYochid Chayev, that Yechayev, that's Pashut. What exactly is Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim? The Rav over here has a long arichus, so after we finish the Mishnah, we'll go back and we'll discuss some basic klolim of what defines Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim, and what's neither a Rishus HaYochid or a Rishus HaRabim. The Sefer, the Mishnah first, Mishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Be'emtza. Now, we understand that if you pick something up in Rishus HaYochid and you go next door through a connecting door into another Rishus HaYochid, there's no chiv. We'll see Mitzvah Hashem Besachas Erevin in Dine Eruvei Chatzeros that even certain enclosed areas straight to another enclosed area could also be a problem. But that's the Rabbanon. Right now we're discussing Deraisa. The only Chil Shabbos of Eitzah is only Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid. Or Dalai Lama's Rishus HaRabim, of course. Over here you started in Rishus HaYochid, you finished in Rishus HaYochid, you went Derech Rishus HaRabim. It would be a similar idea to a person walking in the street, and he realizes that he has something in his pocket. So he started doing the malacha that he did when he was in his house. Now, he doesn't stop, he didn't stop yet for a red light or stop for a second. So there's no hanocha in the Rishus HaRabim, and he keeps on walking until he gets to his destination. Or he turns around and he goes back to his original destination. Neither one is Chil Shabbos Deraisa, because neither one was there a hanocha in the Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, where there's no Hisyachsus to the Rishus HaRabim, it was just where he passed through, is not a malocha. So the Nekuda over here, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, or Rishus HaRabim Be'emtzon, means one of two things. There's a possibility in the Gemara that there's something called Moshit. Moshit means that in the Mishkan, one of the things that they had to do is they had to pass the Kroshim when they were piling up in order to then Alpi Hashem Yachnev, Alpi Hashem Yisos, to go to a different place. So part of the process was they had a Rishus HaYochid on two sides of a main thoroughfare, which was Rishus HaRab, and they passed the Kroshim, the boards, over. So they passed it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid over Rishus HaRabim. It could be that Mais is a Mechayiv. That could be what the Mishnah is discussing. And then the Mishnah says, Rebbe Kiva Mechayiv, he holds that's a Malach, even though Batsim is Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. The Chacham don't hold of Moshit. Or we have over here a Lamdisha Machlekes. That's a Hashaila, whether that would be considered a Malach, even though it's not the general sense of Hoitzah Mishus Echad Lushus Sheni. The Lamdisha Machlekes over here would go as follows. He throws something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, or Rishus HaRabim Be'emtza. If that object that's being thrown is within the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim, and Rishus HaRabim, the airspace goes up to Asar Tvachim. If he throws it at shoulder length, it might already be not in the airspace of Rishus HaRabim, to Mokum Ptur. He throws it on a straight line at waist level. So it's below Asar Tvachim. Over there, there's a Musik, the Gemara says, the Gemara uses the terminology, Kluta Kemisha Hun Chadomi. It's Niklat, it's absorbed, so to speak, in the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim. B'midah Mesuyemis, it's called that it's in the Rishus HaRabim, it landed in the Rishus HaRabim, it has a mokum in the Rishus HaRabim. It's kiviyochel, from the Rishus HaYochid, it's in the Rishus HaRabim, it's considered munach in the Rishus HaRabim, and now it's just going weiter from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYochid. Yechayiv, not on the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaYochid, Yechayiv on the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim. According to the first way we explained it, where there's a new chiddush of Moshit, you chayiv even if it transported through the Malkum Ptur. It doesn't make a difference that it's above 10, because the Malach is Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. It's not Rishus HaYochid and in the Rishus HaRabim, Ma'idei Klutik Mishoncha. That's the nafkamina between the two Lashonos. It's worth pointing out that if somebody picks up something, picks up a ball in Rishus HaRabim and throws it high, and it goes over the fence into Rishus HaYochid, even though it had to go into Rishus HaYochid from the Rishus HaRabim, from the Mokum Ptur, right? Because when it crossed over the fence, it crossed above Asar Tvachim. It's not anymore in the Rishus HaRabim. Afil Ochi Yechayv. It's called an Akira in the Rishus HaYochid, in the Rishus HaRabim. The Anoch is in the Rishus HaRabim. That's called from the Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid when he throws it over the fence. The fact that it went through the airspace of the Mokum Ptur doesn't take away. The only question would be if it's Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, and it's through the airspace of a Mokum Ptur above a Rishus HaRabim, then you don't have a Malacha putting it down in a Rishus HaRabim. Now there is discussion in Rishonim, there's a shaila exactly how far to take that, that if it's Lamato Migimul Tvachim, that means somebody throws Mamish, a low line drive with a ball through Rishus HaRabim, from Rishus HaYochid, but Mamish below 3 Tvachim, there it's already Lovud to the Rishus HaRabim, there definitely it's considered it's munach in the Rishus HaRabim, and then Yechayv. But that's a machlek Rishonim, what comes out of that halacha l'maisa. Now back to what we said, what is Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim? We'll point out a few klal. The basic definition of Rishus HaYochid is someplace that's mukif mechitzes. How many mechitzes? The mechitzes have to be 10 tvachim, because that defines the Rishus. Pashtus, according to almost all the Rishonim, 3 mechitzos around an enclosed area defines the Rishus HaYochid. The fourth side that you need something is certainly only Midirabbanan. We'll see that in Yetz Hashem, the beginning of Erevin. According to the Rambam, is a Das Yochid. Even the fourth side under certain circumstances where you have a Rishus HaYochid that's mamish open to a busy street, to a Rishus HaRabim, there you'd need something there to define the fourth side as enclosed as well. Basic definition of a Rishus HaRabim. L'kuli Alma, the street has to be, Mokim Hiluch Rabim has to be 16 Amos wide. The Gemara learns that out of the Mishkan, that's how wide the streets had to be in order that the wagons carrying the Kroshim could be able to pass. That's one thing. Whether you need on that main road, on that thoroughfare, Shishim Ribui, 600,000 people like the people in the Midbar, that's a subject of great controversy by the Rishonim with a lot of fallout in Hilchos Erevin. We'll get to that more, Mirtz Hashem, over there. Whether you need a big city for Rishus HaRabim or just a Mokum, that's what's called Mefulish from one side of the city to another. You need that the road shouldn't be like a twisty road that ends and starts someplace. It has to be a main thoroughfare that cuts through the whole ear. One important distinction between Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim is that the Rishus HaYochid, Al Yidei Mechitzis of Asar Tvachim, the Rishus HaYochid, Oile Ad L'Rokia, which means if you throw a ball 100 amas up into Rishus HaYochid, you're still in Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaRabim, like we pointed out, the ear space above Rishus HaRabim, above 10 Tvachim, is a Mokim Ptur. Now, Mokim Ptur, one could be'etzem carry in, it's not even awesome Drabon, a Carmelis, which is a Mokoim, but it's not a main thoroughfare. It doesn't have the Tnoim that we mentioned of Rishus HaRabim, but it also is not surrounded by Mechitzos, Moshal in an ocean, in a woods. These places are not open to the bug. They're not thoroughfares, but they're also not Rishus HaYochid. They're not surrounded by walls. So these type of places are Carmelis. Midrabonon, you're not allowed to carry in a Carmelis Dalaramas. We treat it like Rishus HaRabim. You're also not allowed to carry from a Carmelis to Rishus HaRabim or a Carmelis to Rishus HaYochid and vice versa. A Mokum Ptur, no problem to carry from a Mokum Ptur to a Rishus HaRabim. What you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to L'chadchila Midrabonon take something from Rishus HaRabim, put it down in a Mokum Ptur with intent to then transfer it to Rishus HaYochid. That's you're not allowed to do. By the way, Rishus HaYochid could also be a place that's surrounded by natural mechitzes. If you have a deep canyon, a deep charitz in the ground, and the walls go up Asar Tvachim. Now, L'chari, you can make anything go up Asar Tvachim. Any hill goes up Asar Tvachim. So the Gemara says that it has to be what's called a tail hamislak. It has to stand at a steep enough height that you consider that vertical, not horizontal. One other example of a Mokum Ptur would be if you have a tall rock or a piece of wood that's in a Rishus HaRabim, and it doesn't have a space on top of it of Dalet al Dalet Tvachim. We mentioned this by a scoop in the last perek. So the area on top of it, if it's above 3 Tvachim, where it's not attached to the ground, it's not lovered to the ground of the Rishus HaRabim, so then it's considered a separate Mokum, because it's a no man's land. It's not on a mokoim. The classic of that would be somebody's walking and he finds something in his pocket. So he doesn't stop walking. This way he doesn't make a hanocha. And then he could put that thing down on top of a fire hydrant. Fire hydrant, certainly the top is not dal tvachim. That would be another example of a mokum tour. Mirtz Hashem, a lot of these details will be fleshed out behemshich of our perek and of course in Mesachas Erevin.